Blog Talk Radio.
But I'm going to tell y'all, I seen some more. I'm going to just leave it at that. I seen some more, y'all. Yeah, them jokers out there. They ain't playing fair, Tree. They ain't playing fair.
Yeah, we got to do better, DC. Come on, DC. We got to do better.
Come on, DC. Yeah, you heard, Tree. We got to do better. Before we get too far into our show and we start to have fun, I'm going to send a prayer out to the families in Buffalo, the families out in California, and just all the families, man, that's having to hold their heads up and carry on and make it through their own devastating times, whatever it may be. You know, we here at Kale's Corner, we pray at folk, man. And we know that there is a God. He makes a way. And we just got to trust and believe in him. And he makes no mistake. So everything happens for a reason. And you know, I was thinking about the Buffalo, New York killing, and I said to myself, Treats, I said, you know, what is the sense with this? What make this make sense to me? And the only thing that I could come up with, the only thing that I could say to myself to make sense of it all was, at least we as American, we're more aware and we should be more prepared because, I mean, this young man left all sorts of signs of where he was mentally and what he was going to do. So, you know, maybe now we'll take the signs a little more serious. You know, I heard that he was on Facebook. And I'm like, you know, I was joking with my daughter on Facebook, and I just said to her, I'm going to punch you over a little joke that she had said, something she had said about, you know, men and women. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember saying, I'm going to punch you. Laugh out loud. And they suspended, Therese, they suspended my account for 3 days because of that joke. 3 days. And I can't help but ask myself, well, how long did this young man's account get suspended? Because he put a 180 page or characters or whatever it was, a threat of exactly what he was going to do, everything he did. So I'm just like, wow, come on, Facebook, you know? Come on, man. Y'all got to do better. Y'all got to do better.
It's designed that way. Mark Zuckerberg is a CIA agent, right? That's why I only do certain things on Facebook and the internet itself. You know, he was just in court, and they said he was a CIA agent. Anything that you put on Facebook, look, I don't do crimes, so I don't worry about the things that I put on Facebook. But if you are a criminal off of Facebook, I'm just gonna leave that right there.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow.
Yeah. Look at that. Really? You can Google it. You can Google it and see the whole trial.
Well, you know, I believe you. You know, because you know how you and I get when we get to chatting and talking about things, and I believe your words as the truth. I take what Teresa. Listen, for all you that don't know, she's the type that doesn't just talk to be talking. So when she tells you something, you can pretty much go to the bank with what she's saying. With what she's saying, you can pretty much go to the bank and cash that check, and it's good. You know what I'm talking about? So
I appreciate that.
Nah, for real. For real. So, you know.
Yeah, because I got to do my homework and stuff.
Yeah, and I know you do. I know you do. That hey, listen, y'all. It ain't no accident that's my co-host. That's Lady Scats right there. I'm trying to tell y'all. You know, sometimes I be coming with a point, and I be easing it out. I don't want to just blurt out saying to Teresa. Hold on, Kale, wait a minute, Kale. This was it. Oh, man, here we go. So, yeah. But, hey, you know what? You know what? Steel sharpens against what? Stone. So I don't need cotton. I don't need rayon or whatever, nylon or silk. Nah, I need a stone beside me to keep me sharp. So you keep doing what you're doing, sis. But back. No problem. Back to the point. We want to send a prayer for those families and hope that these people can find a way to deal with. Because I was watching on the news, Treats, and they had the families talking, and I mean it was horrible, you know. The man that was dead just to buy a birthday cake for his son. And, you know, and I'm just like, boy, You know, America, we can't allow things to get more senseless. It cannot get more senseless, y'all. We cannot allow that. But I'm not going to put a damper on things, but I just wanted to dedicate this show to those individuals who lost their lives senselessly. Just a senseless act, you know, by a I almost cursed.
By a coward. Right. And you know, another thing that I hate too, I hate that they keep showing his picture. Like, people like that don't, I mean, if you want to know how he looks, then Google him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't keep showing his picture on every time I turn on the TV, I see his picture, and y'all ain't showing none of the victims. Like, no, show their picture.
You know what, Therese? I'm going to say this regarding that. Every time I see his picture, I see him in chains, in shackles, in court, I'm upset.
Because everybody's saying
it. I know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone else who haven't even committed the acts that he did are dead and gone. So, yeah, that's where I'm at with it. And I can understand, Tree. I get your point, you know, to lessen upset individuals, because the more you show him, I swear to you, I want to get a gun, seriously. But how much sense would that make? How much sense would it make to do the same ignorant act that he did? It makes no sense whatsoever. But it just irritates me. It irritates the hell out of me that we're still living in a country where race is determining folks' lives. Think about that, y'all. Think about that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get off my soapbox, man.
I was gonna say,
I have to. On today's episode, we will discuss the NBA draft lottery tonight. Who do you think will get that number one spot? I hope it's a Wizard. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yes.
Oh, well. We also will be discussing the lopsided Game 7 and what we expect is going to happen with the conference championship, both Eastern and Western conference championships. Now, what we're going to do, guys, we're going to spend a good deal of time discussing the East because I want to hear everyone's opinion, and we're going to spend a good deal of time discussing the Western Conference. We're going to discuss the latest news and rumors within the I'm gonna tell y'all like this. If you want your team to be discussed, you got homework. Y'all need to start coming with, my team did this, or my team signed this guy or that guy. Because I'm telling y'all, I don't want this to just be a San Francisco or Washington football team show. I want to discuss every team that is represented here. So bring your information with your team. Let it be known. You know, Washington has signed four of its draft picks to their rookie deals. And, yeah, I'm going to discuss that. Yeah, that bad. So I need y'all, 57, Darius doesn't have a team, so, you know, we ain't even going to mess with Darius.
But he got something to say about all of them, though, I tell you that.
Okay, well, I mean, that's even cool. What I'm trying to get you all to see is this is our show.
Gerald said, "Go so Giants." He said, "Don't leave his Giants out, Gerald." He said he got something to say.
Why everybody trying to make me curse today, man? Why? I mean, what?
But
I've been good. Oh, but everybody's trying to make me cuss. But Gerald, you are more than welcome, Gerald, to type anything you want about your Giants and Lady T Trust. She will put it out there and into the show so we all can discuss it. And you're more than welcome. Bring it on, because you know what? Now that I think about it, that's my division. So I want to know what moves, what's new, and everything with your squad. Hold on, I got it quick. Damon said, you're not going to give me an hour to talk about Seattle. Nope, I am not.
Go ahead. He said that. Okay, so no, Debo just said that. And Gerald over here talking about the Giants going to the playoffs this year. Uh-oh. Don't fight nobody, Kel. Just woo-saw. That's all you got to do. Woo-saw. If he talking about the CMO, that's my division. Just woo-saw, bro. And he said, that's right.
What playoffs is this young man talking about? Because,
hey, G said, what playoffs you talking about? What playoffs, bro?
tell him we ain't worried about the Camp Springs Championship, you know? We don't want to talk about the Temple Hill Giants. We talk about the NFL
gracious.
Giants.
Holy crap.
Yeah, All right, y'all. All right. So, those are the topics in a nutshell. We want participation from everyone. No, Debo, we're not going to talk about. But you know what? We don't even talk about San Francisco or Washington for an hour, you know?
That's why I got quiet. I was like, I don't know.
You supposed to have my back, y'all. You supposed to have my back. Dang. You know what I mean? I ain't laying no Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock laying on me.
All right,
y'all. So those topics get more when we come back. We're going to take a quick one. And you know what? We're going to let Nelly do a little bit more, man. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. Y'all keep flooding Miss G online, and we going to talk about it. All right. It's getting hot in here.
Yes.
Hey, okay. That's it, Nelly, you got it hot, so let's get it going. The NBA draft lottery is tonight. Trees, your team really didn't have a bad record. You'll probably have what, two, maybe three ping pong balls in the raffle?
Maybe.
In the lottery?
Yeah.
Well, I know the Wizards gonna be thick up in there, man. I'm trying to tell you, dog. The Wizards, look, and Marcus called me earlier, right? Marcus called me earlier. He said, "Hey, dear Vitale, you know how you be saying I got." And whenever Marcus called me and hit me with the, "You know how you be saying," I know he get ready to bring something to me. And Marcus said, he says he believes he got a great feeling about the Wizards and tonight's lottery. He said he don't know if it's number one, but he is expecting a top five pick in this this lottery tonight. And I welcome it. I welcome it. As long as we don't do no crazy moves. I'm not going to say Hachimura was a crazy move because Hachimura has steadily improved himself with this team. Hachimura has his skill set. Now, last season started out a little rough with him being homesick and, you know, not being able to participate with the team. You know, we were a little worried about Hachimura. But for the most part, the young man has recovered well. I mean, he's playing outstanding ball, I would say. You know, I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, with it, if you guys land in that top five spot, now I really haven't studied a lot of NBA prospect guys coming out, but we know what our team needs, and it looks like we need to start preparing for replacing Bradley Beal, because I'm seeing posts and quotes everywhere about Bradley Beal the 76ers, the Clippers. I've heard the Clippers, and just everywhere except for here, where his team is. Yeah, so it looks like we're going to need a guy to come in and try and replace him. Let's go to the phones. You know what? Let's bring the Huckleberry. What's up, Huckleberry?
Oh, hey, Huckleberry.
I'm your Huckleberry. What's happening, y'all?
Hey.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, listen. I know you don't expect me to just come right in and not say anything about Buffalo. You got to give me at least a look. Everybody got their feelings. I don't disagree with Sis. I don't disagree with you. I like seeing his face because I want everybody to know what evil looks like. It comes in all shapes and all ages, but it comes most of the time in one from one particular race. And we need to see that, you know. But I don't disagree with anybody.
Okay.
Your emotions are your emotions. And how you feel about it, you know, is how you feel. One thing Kel and I talked about earlier is how some people are allowed to commit their crimes and go to jail and get taken care of for the rest of their lives. When other people don't, I mean, can you imagine someone else of color on their knees outside shooting four people, then getting up and walking inside and shooting more, and your intent was to leave and go to another grocery store and shoot up more people? More of us. I'm trying to respect everybody that's on the air. I don't want nobody to get upset and not call me. But it's a fact.
We ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah,
it's already out
know.
There. Yeah, you good.
So, you know, and then this guy threatened people a year ago, went to a mental institution for a few weeks, let him out, let him have all his guns and everything. Makes you wonder sometimes if this person sent out to do this? Yeah. You know, you ask us, are we being paranoid or are we being overly critical or everything? But it's not happening to you. It's happening to us. We're feeling the pain. We're burying our family members, not you. We are. And that's what we have to look at every day. You know, it's incredible. But this is the life that we live in now. And Kel, you talking about getting a gun. I'm not advocating for anybody to go out and get a gun. I'm just saying protect yourself. That's all I'm saying. No. Protect yourself.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
As far as basketball goes,
mm-hmm.
I pray and hope the Wizards can get. We haven't had a first round pick, but just Kwame Brown.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
John Wall was first round. Bradley Beal was first round. And we traded back. Hachimura should have been first round, but we traded back with that pick. So we've had first round picks. They just haven't panned out. They just haven't panned out for us, man. You know, we got guys come in and they get injured. And then it's a beef of whose team it is. It ain't none of y'all damn team. It's our team. You know?
Now, I get off of that. Me and Terry argue about this right here, Kev. I think John Wall brought here for the wrong reasons. In Kentucky, he was a pure point guard. He scored when he had to score. When he came here, he had to score because that's what we needed. And I think he broke John Wall down. Huh?
For 1 year. For 1 year, he had to score. You are absolutely right. But when they brought Bradley Beal here, his job changed. And it became to assist and score sporadically. You don't have to, you know, why are we watching our point guard develop his 3-point shot? Come on, dude. You supposed to practice.
You said why?
Yeah.
He didn't have a 3-point shot.
Pick too.
Exactly.
Yeah. And who?
Denny Obvious.
Who?
Obvious.
They don't even know who that is.
Denny Obvious.
That's how much I know.
Yeah, Denny Obvious, he was a first-round pick. Y'all had Troy Brown, he was a first-round pick. Roy Hachimura was a first-round pick. John Wall, Bradley Beal.
Hey,
y'all had some first-round – I misspoke.
Oh, what okay. I meant was a number – I meant a number one. That's my bad. I meant the number one
guy.
My bad, because we have answers. Some number one, number one, but we have had some first round draft picks. You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And all those names, we watched Troy Brown go and play with Chicago now. We watched John Wall go and play with Houston now. You know, Avia is still there. Bill is still there. But like I said, at the beginning of the season, we were going through conflict with Rui, whether or not he wanted to play, wanted to come back and play. And I'm glad he did because the young man showed out. And he really showed improvement in his game. But to come – go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish your thought. Go ahead.
To come back the next year when we're expecting more from you and your stand is you don't know if you want to play here. You don't know if you want to be on this team. Come on, man. That's disappointing, man. And no first round, no matter when you go in that first round, no first round pick should have a mindset of I don't know if I really want to be here.
Right.
That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. But go ahead, Teresa.
Okay, you entitled.
Both of y'all entitled to y'all opinions. But let me say this to y'all. Do y'all know one of y'all first round picks y'all had was Jordan Clarkson, and y'all traded him away for just some money. Y'all just wanted the money,
mm-hmm.
and then we would. Y'all had him. Y'all picked him. And then y'all gave him away.
Can I piggyback on what you just said? If you look at it over the years, and I'm guilty of it too. I've been a Wizards fan long enough now where okay, I want to see a champion this year, you know.
Okay.
That's what I want. I don't look at trying to build a team. We sent, we got McGee, who just finished playing to go to the championship, even though
yeah.
they lost. Most of the players, when they leave here, they go to a structured team that's got good players around
mm-hmm.
them that they can go and bring
mm-hmm.
in. Otto Porter, for instance. We send him, look where he is now. He doesn't have to be the number one man. But we get
mm-hmm.
these guys, and we need them to be the number one man because we're desperate here for a winner. And we don't have the patience, and we haven't developed the patience to wait for a team to be built. And our owners don't seem like they're trying to build a team for some reason.
Right.
You know what the difference between, let's say, a Kobe Bryant and an Otto Porter is? Kobe didn't need anyone to tell him, you're Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant came into the league with the mindset of, I'm Kobe Bryant, and I'm for damn sure going to make my name known. I'm for
right.
damn
you ain't
sure
got 26,
going to have.
But you ain't got 26 Kobe Bryants out there, bro. You only got one Kobe Bryant,
that.
One Michael Jordan. The rest of these guys in the draft, superstars coming out of the draft, you might have three. Coming
okay.
out of the draft that are going to be legitimate superstars. The rest of them are going to be
average
players.
Point.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to tell you what you're saying is not right. To say what you're trying to say is if you're drafted number one, your attitude should be, I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to make this team mine, and I'm going to go.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's not it.
That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying
okay,
is
I'm wrong,
man. Drafted. If your ass is drafted at all, playing the NBA isn't a right. You're good in high school and college. Oh, you're going straight to the NBA? No. Playing the NBA is not a right. It is a privilege that you should, as that player drafted, take and accept that challenge to the highest esteem that you can. You're right. There aren't a lot of Mike. There aren't a lot of Kobe. But you know what? There are players who are willing to put that work in. There are players who are willing to say, I'm here to make good of the players before me. I'm here to build a name for myself. Wizards keep seeing to landing on guys who aren't interested in making a name for themselves. We thought
I disagree.
We were doing good when Paul. We thought we were going in the right direction when Paul Pierce was here. And as soon as Paul left, everything fell apart. Everything.
But that's an organizational. That you look, you got to go get a player to show other players how to be professional. When you got a coach on the team with assistance, and you can't get it across to these players. These players don't want to play under your system. These players don't want to play the way that you got your system structured, or don't want to play for you. These players go other places and become Jaleel. I mean, what's his name? McGee was a scrub here, according to why we got rid of him, because he wouldn't do right. But we sent him to himself. And all of a sudden, he got two championships. And he's a good backup.
Everything.
And they're talking about giving him the max salary next year.
I've heard everything from asthma to his mama being the reason.
Yeah.
You know?
My mama did play a part in that, too.
Let's bring another Wizard Tang. Come on, bro. Tang, what's up, bro?
Hey, Tang.
Carol Carter
up,
family, much love and respect. How y'all doing today? What's up, 57?
Hey,
what's up, big bro? What's up, Miss T?
What's up, bro?
Man, I hear y'all going off about them bullets, man. Hey, man, I know. You know how I feel about them, man.
Tang,
if
Tang,
if, yes,
when you said the bullets,
yes.
When you said the bullets, Tang, when you said the bullets, Gerald said they was a better team when they was the bullets.
I know that's right, Vic, cuz. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, look, and don't forget when y'all was talking about when Paul Pierce was here, you also remember when Paul Pierce left, one of his quotes was that we would fall back to being the same team we was because we didn't have nobody around here for structure. And he said John Wall and Bradley Beal would do the same thing that they was doing soon as he left. That's why I was mad when he left, because we needed him for another 2 years to make them really, really see. That 1 year, they just got on that high horse and thought they was the Sugar Honey Iced Tea. You know what I was trying to say, Miss T. I couldn't get it out.
Cricket letter I.
let's bring another voice in, man. Let's introduce our brother Ron. What's going on, 007?
Hey, Ron.
Steve,
what's up,
007? Ron, what's
up? Hey, Ron, you a bad boy.
Yeah,
he called himself.
Yeah, you a bad boy.
I give him his
Where
props.
You at, man?
I give him his... Ron, you ain't
here,
baby?
Ron, come on, man. All that praise.
My bad. I heard y'all. What's up, y'all?
Give you your props. You called the Celtics. I thought you was crazy. You called the Celtics. They did.
Thank you for that 57, because like I said before, when they would see the sits, I saw them creeping up on the, you know what I'm saying, keep creeping up on the rankings. So, you know what I'm saying, that's what they do in Bingtown, but that's them. But our Wizards need a point guard, a big time point guard that's going, you know, that know how to pass. You know what I'm saying? Play defense. We need something big time. We ain't been having that. We ain't really had a point guard. We got forwards and centers. And you know, a thumbhead, he don't even know how to coach.
Come on with the thumbhead. Yeah.
I knew somebody was going to come out with thumbhead before this conversation was over, y'all. I knew it. Treat, you make me sick. Go ahead, Ron.
I'm saying. I'm saying, y'all. Look, how we going to start off 10-3? And, you know what I'm saying, you had the locker room break down like that, you know, over minutes and, you know, fighting and stuff. We were in a position for June. I thought we was
going to
go to
Joe. I'm with you.
I'm with y'all. I ain't think y'all was going nowhere. But I was rooting for y'all.
Hey, come on, Miss T. Cut it out.
Ain't nobody asking for that 2 cents. Nobody asking for that 2 cents.
Well,
you know what I mean?
If I say I agree with you, then they going to call us the yin and yang, but I agree with you.
Hey, Tree.
Put that on
the
put your heavy duty strap on, Tree. You carrying weight.
He holding on, huh, big bro? He holding on.
Hey man. I have a strong grip.
I know who got my back, dog. Forget y'all.
That's right.
That's what's up. And we know who back you holding on to. That's what's up. Come on, Terrence. Come on in here, Terrence. What's up, bro?
Oh, my God.
What's good with y'all, everybody?
What about the 7-footer, though, y'all? The 7-footer coming out of Gonzaga, he's probably going to be drafted number one.
Hold on, 57. Hold on. We introducing somebody real quick.
My bad.
Come on in, D.
Huh? Oh, my bad.
When you done.
I was about to say, if y'all feel like Wizards just need a point guard, just bring back the point guard. You feel me?
Yeah.
Bring him back.
He's trying to come back.
Let him come back. Let him mm-hmm. end his career over here. Let him rock the show, because when he was over here, he was spoon feeding everybody. He got everybody paid.
No, remember the comments were when he went out, now everybody's eating.
No, he got everybody paid for in their pockets.
All right, who is that with that background? Somebody TV or radio or something?
They're fighting.
Yeah. No, remember when John Wall got injured, the team began to say, now everybody's eating.
Yeah.
That was Bradley Beal, bro.
You can go look it up. Gortat said that inside that post game interview, and that's when John mm-hmm. Wall came back and told him, I'm the only reason you getting paid. And he was absolutely right. He got Gortat paid after Wall left. Gortat left. You ain't seen him in the league no more. You barely seen sight of the Otto Porter. He just coming back to life. Everybody that he was spoon feeding and getting paid, none of them dudes is in the league. None of them dudes is really in the league. Kelly Oubre, he didn't left and went to, you know, he did what he was doing.
He and Charlotte.
Yeah, he and Charlotte.
Yeah, Kelly Oubre and Charlotte now. But I'm going to tell you this, guys. I'm going to say this. Nobody wants to eat the same meal repeatedly. John Wall, because of past things that have went on with this team, with him at the helm, wouldn't be a good move for him to come back here. It wouldn't. It would not be a good move. They can go and find somebody younger, or hell, they can even pick a experienced point guard around the league, somebody that's up for free agency. But to bring John Wall back, that would be bringing back the same mishap and headache. And trust, I love
John Wall. Y'all done brought back his fifth times. Y'all done brought his fifth back.
And where
that ain't got
that.
That's what I'm saying. So if you want to bring back a point guard, bring back the point guard.
Bring back the one that's on the list.
Nah. I'd rather go and choose somebody out of the draft, with a fresh start. I'm not going to go and bring the same guy that we had so much hell and confusion with, him being a part of the team. No, I'm not going to do that. That would be a waste of time.
If you ask him to come back as a point guard, like Derek was saying, if you ask him to come back and be a point guard and not the leader of your team, not the scorer on your team, I don't think anything would be wrong with bringing John Wall back.
I love John Wall, but if he come back here, man, it's gonna be the same thing that we already saw. And then if he do come back, I don't think John Wall, he's just going to go back to this is his city. And it's just going to be a big party again. We're going to hear about him back in the party. He's not ready.
Hey,
Pops, can I ask you the question? Is this not his city? Is this not his city?
That's right. When he comes back, it's going to be his city. But see, it is his city when he come back.
And
that's the thing.
Yes.
But exactly.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what's going it's going to distract him. It's going
to
be back.
He needs to do what Kevin Durant did. Go away.
He's going to be back in too many parties.
He's a Cowboy fan anyway.
If he could come back and do the things that y'all are saying and be that mature John Wall and all that, I still don't want him to come back and be a starter, because I ain't seen nothing he did in 2-3 years, man.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen
mm-hmm.
that.
I just haven't seen nothing. I'm not saying he can't come back.
No, I'm saying the last time he played with Rockets before he got set, he was averaging 22 points and 10 assists. Again, still. He the same guy?
Yes, he was.
I know. But and you know what, though? And when he sat down, I watched that Rockets team turn to be a whole different team without John Wall out there on that floor, too.
No, that's they set him down. They set him down just because they wanted those young guys to play. They ain't set him down because John Wall bad player and anything like that. It was an agreement.
He was right because John – And let me tell you something. The agreement was, look, we're going to keep paying you to be a player's coach and all that good stuff. But in the back of their mind, they were like, look, man, these young boys need to – just like how Luka turned it around, and we watched him in the last four games, became the player he's supposed to be. If John Wall could have been doing that out there, getting all them boys involved, he tried, but he still kept the ball. He was still doing the Washington Wizards John Wall, man. I'm telling you. John Wall, I love him. I love him to death, but I just don't know right now, man. I just don't want to repeat that same thing over that I've seen. That's all it really is. I'm scared of that right there.
And then we have to ask ourselves, for real, would Thumbhead be the coach we need him to be? For real. Would he be the coach that we need? Because John Wall has already shown us, if you don't take control, if you don't have the team the way a head coach is supposed to have a team, I'm going to take over, man. I'm going to take over. And like we all have just said, this is my city, bro. This is my city. Who are you to tell me what I can't do?
Your heavy bigger than our general manager again.
Again.
Well, we got to find a coach.
Can I ask y'all this question?
Who picking up the tab for his behind?
Hey, oh, Rock still got that, but I want to ask y'all this question.
Rock, you got that.
Yeah, they got that. We ain't got that. Rock is going to take care of it.
Okay.
But if he do come here, right, who can he bring with him? Still need
Say it again.
Pieces. Who can John Wall bring with him? Right now, and I see him working a lot with Michael Beasley. He could bring somebody with him. People want to play with John Wall. He's in these summer leagues going crazy. You got to see what he's doing. He's killing these summer leagues.
Yeah.
He's killing these. Yeah. I'm watching his videos. The guy is in shape. He's a dog right now. Michael Beasley is a dog right now. Who can John Wall bring with
Come on,
him?
Man. Them has-beens, man. Michael Beasley is a has-been, and as soon as the turmoil that you go through during an NBA season, we don't know which Michael Beasley we're going to get, for real. Seriously.
No, I would just
we don't even know which John Wall we're going to get, for real.
Yeah, I was just using him as an
example. I definitely don't want the party in John Wall. That has to stop off the break.
Exactly. Him and Mark Barnes were closer than him and Stan Leon.
Somebody's background noise.
Somebody's background noise.
Yeah, somebody got a party going on.
Turn your background noise off. Mute yourself. Thank you.
Yeah. John Wall and Mark Barnes were better and closer than John Wall with Ted Leonsis, the owner of his team. Serious. So, man. And that was, as we said, that party thing. Man, listen, I worked at a building in front of the Park nightclub, right? And John Wall was always hosting, throwing a party there, always. I was like, damn, man. I mean, dude, you keep hosting parties, man, but we ain't winning nothing. We losing like a bug, and you want to host these parties? So, make it make sense, bro.
Yeah.
Let me stop living
because we ain't winning the Super Bowl or winning the NBA championship. Let me just stop living.
That's not stop living. Let me put my job first. Let me put my job first.
put my job first.
I'm out there on the court. I'm out there on the court giving
wow.
them everything
wow.
I got. But we didn't win.
So,
let me go home and lock myself in to the next game because I can't have a long come on, bro.
Okay. Okay.
Now, you want to pay for these 57. You know who wasn't putting that work in, 57. You know
hey,
John God. Wall wasn't putting that work in. The way John Wall
hey,
came in the league.
Come on, man.
We all know that John Wall.
Before he got hurt.
Hold on. Listen, I understand everything you're saying, but we know John Wall could have been a better John Wall. That's what I know. And when he was here, the partying was just too much, y'all. The partying affected him a lot, a whole lot.
Because
if he wasn't at them games, like he said, I mean, at them parties, like he said, and taking a note out of some of these, the great stars, like we always know that after games, when they up by 20-something points with the last 6 minutes or something left, and you let a team come back and beat you by 10, you're disgusted with yourself. You sit at that gym, and you probably shoot at 1 o'clock in the morning. He ain't doing that. He got his mind was set.
Yep.
God damn, I got to get to this party, y'all. We lost, but hey, y'all, we're going to get it back. His mind was not right here, y'all. I'm telling y'all, this chocolate city, man, this mother would take you under. If you ain't focused, it would take you under, point blank. And if you ain't lived here to understand it, you'll never understand it. I'm telling
he
you.
Was
He made the playoffs. What is my favorite saying about that?
Yes, everybody talking
about it. You got so many sayings, man.
Players
will be quiet and listen. Players don't go to OTAs and training camp just to make the playoffs. They go to win in the playoffs.
And then,
you guys are making an excuse for this lack of performance that we have seen from these wizard players.
Yeah. And I'm going to say that because we just agreed what Paul Pierce said. We just agreed. If that man won championships before he got here, and the first thing he said was when he left was, them boys right there party too much, they not going to have their game straight. Who else are we not going to listen to that was here in the locker room with him? And the first thing he said was when they left was they was going to party too much. And they did it. Come on, y'all. They did what we talking about.
Exactly.
What are y'all talking about? Paul Pierce stamped it. 57. Yes, he went to the playoffs, but we wanted more. Just like we always say. Just making it to that first, we didn't make it nowhere past the first round until Paul Pierce got here, except for the last year when John Wall wasn't here and we was in it with the Celtics. And they still put
it
out.
He was supposed to do it by himself.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No,
we don't put
that
around.
Bruh,
I am listening to you, Payne. You've been screaming the same thing for 15 minutes. I am listening to you.
Yeah, so y'all not putting none of this on the GM. All this is on John Wall. That's what y'all telling me.
No, that's not. See, y'all, we was talking about why we didn't want him here. And that's what we're talking about because his party situation and he's not focused here. Yeah, it's a lot of other things, but when John Wall is in the Chocolate City, dog, listen to what he just said. He worked across the building with a man through more parties. You only got one birthday a year. How many parties do you need to have?
Right. Mm.
Come on, man. Mm-hmm. Get out of here with that, bro.
And the person not saying,
how many years
Yeah, let him come off the bench then. Is he ready for that? Because I ain't seen nothing in 3 years. Is he ready to come off the bench? Because I don't believe nobody. Now, if he deserved all that, you done seen him in the summer league? Man, that's the summer league. Show me in the regular league.
Yeah.
Show me the brother lead next year. If you're doing it next year, if he do that next year, if he ain't with us and he do that next year, I'm going to be the first one to say you and D-Mar was right. I wish we would have grabbed him because he's focused. He grew up. But if he didn't, that's the chance I got to take. It's a 50-50 chance because I done seen the one side of him already. I haven't never seen the grown-up side yet. And he's been in the league for almost a decade. When is the grown-up side going to come?
Ooh. Let's change the focus here. Ted, what's up, bro?
What's
up, brother Ted?
Brother Tay, hey, brother, I ain't never heard you get heated like that. I'm like, whoa.
I love the Bullets, man. I love them, man. And I swear, they do some of the dumbest things on earth. I just don't understand sometimes, man. But I was thinking about you all week, man, because you're Chicago, man. They had a nice weekend, man.
Indeed. That's right. The Cubs took care of the Pirates and stuff, you know. I've been wearing my soccer gear, so, you know, I can't help if I got two teams, you know. It's all good. But,
you rooting for, bro?
I heard what you were saying, Tang, and you was right on point. Like you say, if he matured, because – I don't think John Wall is a bad player, man. And as far as him being off for 3 years, man, that means he ain't had no wear and tear on him, you know, as far as going through a lengthy regular season. And as far as his competition and competitiveness in summer league, they be giving it, you know what I'm saying, in summer league competitive. But, yes, it's definitely different than the 82-game season and then trying to go in the playoffs, you know. And then, like you say, you have to be he has to be matured, you know, and be ready – to be all about basketball, man, not partying, you know, and what have you. It's about winning championships. You got to get a ring, okay? Come back and do different.
Debo said, I've seen that YouTube workout tape that Darius is talking about, and he said that's not the NBA, bro. He said that's not the NBA, and John Wall is looking good where there may be one or two guys who are actually a part of a team and play in the NBA. Most of these summer league guys, they're just fillers. They're not permanent players for a certain squad. Most of these guys are just fillers.
That's true. And I said that, you know, as far as you might have, they be getting it, they be playing decent ball in there, but it's different than a regular NBA team in a regular 82-game season. It totally is different. But like I say, he hasn't had no wear and tear on him, you know? So as far as a regular season. And so he's coming in fresh as far as that. He's got, like, as you would call, you know, young legs. He don't have wear and tear of 3 years of legs. So he have that. So I think if he comes with a mature attitude, it might be good. You know, it might be good. I don't know.
If it's mature, I'm with you. I'm telling you. I just drunk me two bottles of water so I can calm down just now. I ain't talking about these <things now.
laughs> Hey, because you would. I was on early, then I had to meet my man outside and stuff. And so I can't call back on and stuff, and I heard him. I'm like, oh, that sound like Tank. And he's making his point known. He's making his point known, you know. So he sound like me. I'm like,
oh. Yeah. I showed him the kid.
Hey, listen, man. If Kel's Corner love anything, it's passion. So, I don't care who it come from or what they talking about. As long as you come with that passion, man. As long as you come with
indeed.
That passion, then you all right with me. For real. You are
indeed.
All right with me.
Indeed.
And I'm with Tank. If John Wall has matured and is willing to come in and accept whatever role this team needs him in, then okay, I don't have no problem with it. But like Tank said, man, there's something about this Chocolate City area, man. These dudes get here and party instantly become different, you know, going out to the club and all that. Well, I mean, you know. It's women in every.
But one thing Tank said,
women everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. But keeping it real.
John Wall about to be 31 years old. John Wall about to be 31, right?
Yeah.
He hasn't played ball in 3 years.
True.
You know what I mean?
I mean, look,
he is what it is. What he played on the court is definitely not the same as what he played in a regular game. We all know that he just showing that he can still hoop. You know what I mean? But shit, I can go. I mean, Sugar Honey Ice Tea. I can go out there and get some defense. I ain't really had no offense, but I'm 51, 52. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and give you some defense. I ain't going to give you no offense at all, but I'm going to give you all the defense I can give you at this age.
Mm.
And that's what he's going to do. He's going to give you all he can give at 31, hasn't played in 3 years. That's what he's going to give you.
So that's what you got to do. He's going to give you 150. That's one thing he's going to give you. So you were absolutely right about that, Miss T. If he get out there, he's going to give us 150, 200 every night. I'm not worried about that.
But I just want him to be focused.
That's all.
In the words of Debo, he still wants to be a D.C. gangster. He still wants to be considered the life of the party, man.
Yeah.
Well, how can he say that? Has he seen him? How can he say that? We know what he has been, so how can you pass judgment on somebody's past?
I'm not going to say he's still, but if he
hasn't been out doing that or what have you. I mean, I like to say, I don't know what he's been
doing. I'm just saying the possibility.
If he has his head on straight, if he's ready, like you say, willing to sacrifice for what's good for the team and not be all about him and showboating and doing all that, doing the right thing as a professional, I think he still can give a team some because 31 is not old. Not when you've already been playing ball and that's what you do. It's not old.
Yep. Lord, you know, you're right. I told you. And like I say, he hadn't put no wear and tear on his body like that in three years.
So he's kind of like might be fresh.
31 is not old. 31 is not old. But 31 is old when you have not played in 3 years coming off an injury that almost took you out the game. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying he's going to come back in and he's going to be A1 right off the break. I'm not saying that. I'm with everybody else. Whatever role that y'all tell him to take, and if he's willing to take that role, then so be it. You know what I mean? But him coming back and everybody expecting him to be the same James John Wall that he was, not going to happen.
Yeah.
Hold on, y'all. I got an answer to that question.
Debo said we just don't need that nonsense. Why we gotta always take chances? Hold on. He said, because I see him on YouTube throwing up gang signs and high on the bench. That's how he knows. We all have seen John Wall on that Houston bench high as Cooter Brown. We all have seen
him. How do you know he was high? But you know where he was high.
This is what I'm going to say. I had some of my best games
after Marlboro. What you talking about?
I'm not going to judge him. So him being high, he's not even playing the game, y'all. Like, so he has no expectation of even playing. So he could be high.
Because all of them be like that when they're not playing. Every last one of them. I told y'all. That's why. All right, go ahead. Y'all go ahead. I ain't talking about John Wall.
Go ahead,
if he come back and he be right, I'm taking him.
If he come back and be right, I'm taking it. I'm done.
All I'm gonna
do. Right. I don't care. Make I need
point.
To worry about my team. We need to do some trading and some getting back people or something, man. We need to do something. And that's the Bulls.
Darius, go ahead, make your point.
After the injury y'all talking about, he came to the Houston and played since that injury, and he averaged 22 points and assists. That's all I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't get hurt again. What was the reason for him just to having that seat?
It wasn't about him not wanting to play with them. It was the agreement between him and Houston that they wanted to play the younger guys, and he just accepted it. And was still getting his money. That's all that was.
Let me tell you something. Because in Houston, that fire out there too, and that organization saw that, and they like, look, listen to what you just said. He was not hurt. They just made an agreement. We're going to still give you all your money, but we want you to sit on the bench. Dog, they saw what he was doing. He probably got out there with Steve Francis and them and Rap-A-Lot and all them in Houston, and they had a ball, man. I understand what you're saying.
No. They said it themselves. They wanted to see that young backcourt and Jalen Green and Kevin Porter.
Listen to what I'm saying. I understand all that. I believe they said that. That's the narrative they shout out to us. But when they sat at that table, for him not to just want to play because they want to put the youngest kid and he can make the youngest better, that would make me say, nah, I can play right now. I'm John Wall. I'm going out here. I'm going to show you. I'm going to make these youngins better with me.
Right.
That's stupid for me. In my mind, I ain't no way if I'm okay. I just want to sit back and smoke out. And that's what he did. That's what you're telling me he wanted to do, D-Mar. Ain't no way I'm fully healthy and I'm going to go out there and say, all right, that's what y'all want me to do. I'm going to play. I bet you if they told him he was going to cut his pay, he would have said, oh, hell nah. I'm going out there and play. But they already had to give him the money.
This dude is loaded.
They said the team was that bad. They didn't want to play him. They wanted to see this. How would they be able to see this?
So you don't think their organization already saw what they had picked up? You don't think their organization already knew what? Hold on, let me finish. You don't think the organization already saw what they had, and they said, you know what? I think we might need to sit John Wall down because he might be holding the ball a little too much. But we're going to tell him, look, we want to see what the young boy is going to do. But you're supposed to be helping the team. That's not helping the team to me, D-Mar, at all.
We don't know what he's doing in them practice. You don't know what he's telling them. You don't know.
Dude got some rest and he got off of work today.
He probably
is fired up.
Hey, look. He's too young to take on my man role at Miami. He's too young for that. He's too young for you, Donna Passon role.
If I could get paid $47 and play a single game, I will do that.
So listen to what I'm saying.
Let me tell you, you're not into the game at all.
Calm down, y'all.
You won't do that if you love the game.
Players do it.
I don't care what y'all say. It's a lot of players on the road that do it.
I got one for them. Okay, yeah. Players do it, right? but do they make it right that they do it? And not only that, listen, if you do that, you don't stand, you don't stand for nothing. That means you don't fall for anything. That's why the things that happen to you in the way that now you're trying to crawl and come back and play for our team. Anything.
Can I say something? We don't. This is a game of basketball.
What?
I'm getting paid 40. Hold on, Mark. Let me say something. This is a game at the end of the day. I just got paid $47 million to do nothing. And I can go back and feed my whole family with that. That's standing on something.
That ain't standing on nothing.
Okay,
wow. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion, y'all. And that's how you feel because I'm not gonna make no sense out of something that don't make sense. I'm not gonna argue with him because he don't stand for nothing. And what I mean by that is he likes whoever wins. So whatever is for millennials, that's what they do. That's what millennials
get it,
do.
Mama. Get it, mama.
And just go about their business. I'm not about to do that.
I'm going to say this to make sense of the whole thing for myself, okay?
Oh.
For myself. Darius, listen, if you are proud of the fact that you made money and did nothing for it, you didn't use any of your basketball skills, you didn't get any film time, you didn't get any playing time, and you're proud of that, the problem is bigger than what team you go to. For real.
Can I say something? We all done stolen our life. Come on now. We all done stole time at our job. We all done stole. So him stealing 47 million is not nothing. Come on now. Let me steal 47 million. Let me go sit 1 year out with
him. Say it
again,
guys. Tell him again.
Yeah. But guess what, when you steal, when you steal, that reputation follows you, and nobody
only
wants follow, to deal with
only,
you.
It only follows you if you get caught. It only follows you if you get caught.
You just brought it up, guys. You just brought it to the forefront. So we must be caught. You don't hear with John Wall.
I'm just saying.
He has to have been caught. You're bringing it up as your point. You're saying it as your point. So guess what? Not only is he a thief, he's a bad damn thief. Not only
y'all got
good
it.
Things,
I ain't going to hold this conversation up too long. My bad. Yeah, I got it.
Hey, I'm just telling you, dog. I'm just telling you, dog. If he's a thief, he's a bad thief. Because he was caught. He has been caught, dog. He has been caught. He was stealing here in Washington. Because the club and the party meant more than his career.
He didn't steal in Washington.
Not in the beginning, no, he didn't. In the beginning,
he gave the city a lot of hope.
Yes, he did. And guess what? Not only did he give us hope, I will admit, John Wall still got a lot of things going on in the city. And yes, he did give us hope. And if he comes back, I just hope he be mature. And he be ready, and he can come back if he ready, D-Mob. If he ain't ready, he can stay where he at.
I'm with you, Pop.
Look, this is great like this.
Crazy.
He can come on back,
D-Mob,
man. I'm going to be ready.
Yeah.
Debo said, we'll let him go to Chicago. And we have no choice in who come or go. But we as an organization need to move forward. So you going to accept them out Chicago, Tree?
Who, John Wall?
Yeah.
We're open arms.
Uh-oh.
We're open
there
arms.
There you go. So we gonna get,
we're gonna get,
so you know.
And I got a mimosa for him standing at the dough. I got a mimosa for him standing at the dough.
There
you
go. There you go. Messing that boy in mind up.
When y'all pay me?
Are you gonna ask me? Are you gonna ask me, man?
Oh yeah, Ted, Chicago friend, what you gonna do, Ted?
I agree with him.
You
mark this day down.
I agree with him because, like I say, only if he's changed. And I think, and I don't know him personally or nothing like that. I don't have no horse in this race about him coming to Washington. But if he has matured and ready to play some ball and contribute to a team and want to, you know, be the superstar that he was picked to be. And stuff. So I'll take him. I will take him.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, because he does have skills. The boy is not a bad. He's gonna give you, like you say, 100+% if he's healthy and if he's engaged. You know.
Yes.
But if he's not engaged and got other things going on and not happy with what he's average and he's just no good.
He's gonna be a distraction.
If he can come in and give me that, get to your spot like DeMar Rosen do. Mm-hmm. I don't need a three every time, man. Just get to your spot and bust a two. Because he can do that.
Right.
He can do that.
And I want him to penetrate. I want him to penetrate and kick out to my shooter.
Penetrate, yes. That's right,
mm-hmm.
because he can do that. Yes, he can do that.
But,
I'm with all
and,
that.
And y'all,
I think everything needs a UD. Everything needs a UD to keep, like a Paul Pierce to come on the team and just, they just pay him to keep him in line. And that's what y'all need. Because if y'all had that in the locker room, y'all would be straight because y'all would be staying out of those clubs. Y'all would be staying out of all the places that y'all don't need to be. I mean, I'm not saying don't go out and don't have fun and don't do that because, you know, it's a game to us, but it's a job to them. You understand? Like, you know, it's fun for us to go out and see that, but it's a job to them. Like, that's their job. We go on their job to their job so we can have fun. Ain't nobody coming to my job to have no fun. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just gonna respect that. And if he can do like y'all say, if he can do, and it's nothing. We trying to predict something. We trying to get into a man's head and see if he will act right. Any one of us can act a fool. Pat Beverly act a fool. You know, he's out there pushing folks down, and you know, John Wall ain't never did that. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, somebody is gonna pick him up.
I believe in second chances, okay? As a recovering addict, you know, I believe in second chances, okay? I believe a person can change their life and turn their life around and be a better person, you know? And I believe in that. So, if, like you say, if you come with this right mindset and want to prove something, and like you say, he's been gracious to this city from the beginning, and like you say, Tang, he still has things going on. He still has love for the city.
Yeah.
So
he
come back and be mature. You know, come back and be mature and do the right thing, man. It'd be good, man. So with that, yeah, that's all I'm gonna say with that. It you know, it depends on how his mindset is, and that's where it starts at. You know, so
four words, y'all. Four words. Done
so
that.
We're going to pass the plate.
Been there, done that. You know what I mean? Been there, done that. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. As usual, we have done it. So we're going to talk this Eastern and Western Conference finals, man. I need you guys to tell me something good so I can go out and make me some bets. We'll be right back.
Be my, that's you, baby.
That was on the other day. That's been on. I've been watching that. The original car wash. with Daddy Rich.
Jalen Rose forgot in Beijing today.
All this week and stuff, and it's still on cable and stuff. So I had watched it, and I looked at it, and I thought about all the black movies. They had a soundtrack with it, man, from Superfly to Foggy, to Chef. Other than the soundtrack, the music that went with the movies, it was excellent, man. The movies was excellent.
Cooley High, that's my joint, right there, baby. All of them, man, had a
good message. You know what I'm saying? It was about black culture, about black life, or how it was, man. And the soundtracks was right on point, man. It was right on time, man. It was, and it just lasted
to today,
man.
Yes, sir. You understand my last year?
I said that's when.
And yeah, how about that? The finals, the finals. Can we do the finals?
The finals of what?
Yeah, because we'll be talking about moving the soundtrack, man. I know that's right.
Yeah, I was like, can we talking about some soundtracks? And we about to go back to 1932.
Right. We got to
be funny now, y'all.
We got to get this Eastern and Western Conference out of there. So in the East, we have Miami meeting Boston, and in the West, we have the Mavs meeting Golden State. I'm going to say Miami going to handle Boston in the East, and Golden State are going to handle the Mavericks. Now, number of games, I really want to pick the number of games it will be in. But I'll say for Miami, six games, and I'll go six games with Golden State and the Mavs. Come on, Therese.
I'm going Golden State and the Mavs. I'm going to take the Mavericks.
Right on.
I don't know why, but I'm going to take the Mavericks. I really don't want them to win, but I am going to take the Mavericks, and then I'm going to take Miami. And I'm going to take the Mavs in seven and the Miami in six. That's what I'm
saying. Okay. Trees, you haven't gotten bitten by that Luka Doncic bug that they seem to have been bitten by on Undisputed,
no,
have
no,
you?
No, sir.
Okay.
No. No, okay. I just think Golden State is going to get upset. That's all.
I've been bitten by it, though, big bro. I done seen a difference in these last two games. I've been bitten by that stuff.
Man.
I've been preaching.
Hey, look. Hey, look, but I'm going to tell you something, too, though, D-Mar. The Luka that I've been seeing ain't the same Luka that I was seeing at first. This is the Luka that I like to see.
Let me get Miami, Golden State, what you got? Let me see your schools. Did y'all know them right
now? I got Luka. I'm going with Luka in there.
Okay, Mavs, and how many games?
Seven.
What about Miami and Boston?
I'm going with Boston. I'm bit off of them too. 007 made me a believer. Yeah, I'm going with Boston.
You already know.
Boston in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 6, 7.
Oh, I'm sorry. They 7 games. They want some money.
Oh, they going 7? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get the scores, y'all, real quick. D, what you going?
I ain't going to do that, Ma, because anyway, my team going to win a championship anyway.
Can you pick a team right now?
Can I go? You can skip him.
Come on, hey, I'm gonna say this.
As far as Miami and Boston, I don't know, man. They match up real good, and I'm gonna say this to
them.
I don't know. It's gonna go seven. I'm leaning towards Miami. But since they whooped Milwaukee, not to go against Boston. They got the luck of that charm there. Red Albright sitting there smoking that cigar doing some funny things, man. So I don't know.
All right, on the Western Conference.
Well, you know I got to go with family. You know I got to go with family, and that's Dallas. You know that, Kale. So I'm going with Dallas.
Okay. All right, Darius, what you going?
I'm gonna go with Curry, and I'm gonna go with Tatum.
That's seven. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go Curry and them at six, and I'm gonna go Boston, and I'm gonna go Boston at six.
Come on, 57.
Boston is 6, Golden State is 7.
Who else? Oh,
007. Hey, look, name of the season is Perseverance and what 57 said.
Man, answer the question.
Right.
You know, Celtics. Yeah, Perseverance. That's the name of this season.
Sir.
Yeah,
you said Boston?
Picking Boston. Yeah, I'm picking Boston and Warriors.
Boston is six in the heats.
And Golden State 6. And Golden State go to 7 with Boston in the finals.
We already know you're going with Boston, 007.
I mean, Tatum, Marcus Smart, you know, the bench stepping up the way they did against Greet the Freak and them, you know, I never thought that was going to happen.
Listen, Greet the Freak didn't have a whole team going against them, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's not forget a key part of that team was on the bench hurt. You know what I mean? So Don't be fooled by what you saw. Miami is a fully healthy squad. Miami is a fully healthy squad. And like Ted said, they match up tremendously well with the Celtics. Miami matched them player for player. It's going to come down to Adebayo. What is he going to do? Is he going to have that disappearing? He's going to pull that disappearing act, or will he be held accountable? You know? Go ahead.
Also, the key is Williams. Remember, Williams didn't play this past series. He only played one game. He's also a key in that defense, anchoring that defense. So he didn't play neither. So if he can come back healthy, and Boston also can keep, kind of how they was doing and playing with Williams, the other Williams, the one you want to punch in the face. If he keep going, but like I say, different things changes when you get different lineups. So without Williams being in the game, without the Williams that be blocking shots, the big guy, the other Williams was able to stretch the floor and do other things. So like I said, it depends on. But if he helps, if the guy from Boston is helping, let me finish. If he
take out two of the best teams that were in the playoffs, Brooklyn and Milwaukee. And they took him out. And I'm not taking anything from Boston until I see him.
It's two people talking at the same time. Wait a minute, 57.
Okay.
It's two.
That Williams from Boston that did play, he was flopping left and right, Ted. Come on, bro.
Yeah, I'm not. But what I'm saying is as far as his shooting, I ain't talking about all that flop, but what I'm saying is as far as the matchup. You said that Bucks didn't have all their team, and I'm just saying that Boston didn't have all their team also, but hoping that now going into the series, everybody is healthy. And like you say, if Adebayo do what he's supposed to do and not do goofy stuff, it'd be a good matchup. And it also if Robert Williams play, okay, then you got a better matchup, okay? So if everybody's healthy and go at it, it's really going to make good for the team. But Jimmy Butler has been playing some different kind of ball, okay? And I think he got more grit and heart. But you got to also remember Kyle Lowry is not playing.
Look, we just saw them take out two of the best teams in the Eastern Conference.
Let me finish, Ted.
And we saw them rise to the occasion each time, like 007 said that they would.
Background noise. Mute your phone.
Somebody got background noise. Mute your phone, please. If you're not talking, please just mute your phone. Go ahead.
I agree with Ted that Miami got a good squad, and they use their big say to beat us in the playoffs. And playoffs
right.
like the one they're going to play against Boston. And that's why I still pick Boston until I see them lose. I pick Boston from the way I've seen them play in the last two series. And I just knew that they weren't going to come out just last. They played good, regardless of who was on the bench or who was on the floor. They play good.
Yeah.
And when he put that four guard lineup in, them boys been shooting like they've been shooting the last two series, out of value ain't gonna mean nothing to them.
That's
them
right.
Four boys shooting, he ain't gonna mean nothing to them.
Yeah, because they're gonna be out of
the I agree. That's why I say I don't know, because I don't know,
yeah,
man.
I'm
that's
with you,
a tough,
it's gonna
that's,
be tough.
That's tough, really tough, right there, man. Because, like you say, Boston persevered. Because I so thought Milwaukee was going to do something in that seventh game, man. I didn't care where they was playing at Boston, but I thought they might have came out with the heart of a championship. But Giannis tried to do too much, man. And he just he missed three layups in a row. It's layup. That's 6 points he missed in a row when they was trying to cut it down, man. And he just tried to do too much, burnt himself out, didn't rely on his teammates. And Budenholzer didn't pull the right trigger.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well,
he was doing what Luka was doing. He turned it to Luka.
What was the cause? Yeah, I was just about to say, what was the cause with the Suns, man? 35 points in the third quarter?
They just didn't come to play at all, man.
They would not make it through the season. They wouldn't have the gas at the end of the season. I told you. Everybody said I was stupid. I told y'all. Look at it.
Can I say this right quick? Everybody was saying that.
Go ahead.
But I mean, hey, listen, that game seven between the Mavs and the Suns, that was depressing, man. And I was like, you know, Debo and I was on the phone, and I found myself, because Debo, being Debo, he giggles and laughs at stuff like that, you know? And I'm like, man, you sound like you got a team in the fight, you know? And next thing I know, he's like, wait a minute. And we go back and forth, and I'm like, but that game was just so I did not expect the Suns to just fall off and debacle like they did. I mean, they just gave it up.
That looked like that should have been the first game, and they was trying to get themselves together. That's what it should look like.
That reminded me of the Detroit Pistons back in the day. Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Rip Hamilton, how them boys used to clamp down on teams. And if you look up in the third quarter, it's 40 points, 50 points, but 35?
Can I say something, Kale?
Go ahead.
Y'all, I listened to y'all. I remember this conversation that y'all had with Debo last week after they lost, the Mavericks lost, and all of y'all were arguing about what y'all said needed to happen. Well, both of y'all comments came together in the last two games for the Mavericks, and LaDon started passing the ball, became a facilitator. The other players started shooting the ball and playing as a team, and everybody started working together. Y'all argued that, but both of y'all's points came together. And I said, look at that. Now they're playing like a team. The Suns didn't have a chance. They didn't have
playing like this. The only thing that was different was these guys started hitting their shots. That's all. That was the only difference.
I got my point.
That's not the only thing, D-Mar.
I wasn't trying to explain it to y'all.
I think all of y'all made your point. That's all I was trying to say. Because they started shooting. But they was already shooting before Luka came in the game when they was in the second series. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the first series. They was already shooting. It's just that when Luka came back, we saw that Luka, like, they need me. I don't want them to lose. But then whoever set him down and told him, hey, look, man, these boys just was winning when you were sitting down. I need you to calm down and facilitate.
That was a different Luka.
He jailed with him. That was a different Luka the last 3 to 4 games, man.
Can I say this?
He was balling.
What you call my name?
Debo said Boston in 6, Golden State in 5.
I thought we didn't get to that yet.
Boston in 6, Golden State in 5.
Oh, that's what I thought.
That's who we had. Boston winning in six, Golden State winning in five games.
Okay. We don't have too many names.
Go ahead, make your point. Well, first of all, Tang, I'm about to go get
my Marlboro and 57. No, I didn't take my seizure medicine. That's why I'm mumbling with my words. So I do got to go take my medicine. As far as the Suns, I was telling Kel, like I said, I like Monty Williams, but a lot of when it comes down to those seven games, man, to that clutch, it's about that coaching too, you know, because sometimes players can – kind of lose their ways or whatever. It's about their coaching, about their subbing and what have you. And then one other point is how Chris Paul played, because I watched the first half of that game, first quarter, should I say. He missed his first shot, and then I think he missed another shot, and he didn't take no more. You can just see the body language after that, okay? Booker, he's not really over that. He's not Kobe yet, you know. He's got trying to be that Mamba mentality, but he's not that over. He's not that superstar yet, you know.
It's
like I say, it's how Monty, you know, he got to use more of his players. He got to use his bench, because if Chris was hurt or tired, you got to bring in a different sub. You bring in a different combination, man. So. I didn't watch all the games, so I don't know how it went and how he coached or how what happened, you know. So I didn't watch the second half, so I don't think even the second quarter. Okay. That's all I saw afterwards, the highlights and what have you. So, but like I said, it makes a big difference, man, with coaching when making those key plays and when that seventh grade, because that pressure be also on the players too. And stuff. So as you see what Harden did, they talked about, I know we ain't talking about Harden, but they got on Ben for not taking that shot. Harden only took two shots. Okay?
Right.
And so,
That's true.
Yeah, James Harden is disappointing. He's very disappointing.
Yeah.
He's playing. We talked about break that team up.
And we discussed James Harden, was it 2 weeks ago now, Tree? Last week? When, I forgot exactly when it was, a couple of shows back. And everybody expecting Oklahoma, Harden, and the dude is older, man. He can still do certain things because he has a tremendous skill set. But that blowing past players and stuff like that, he can't do that anymore. He can't do that anymore. So with Harden, it's more or less what you see is what you get. And that's the older man, and you can't expect a whole lot out of him now. You can't. And next year, guess what? Will be a whole nother year that he's trying to make it through the gauntlet called the NBA season. So, go ahead.
What if he was available for the Wizards?
Don't want him.
I just wanted to know everybody's opinion. That's all.
Wizards would turn into the Washington football team, giving Dr. Sanders money with a broke foot. No. Don't want it.
Absolutely no.
You know,
I'm taking John Wall three times before he come here.
What?
Right.
What?
Right.
Man, I'm going to pack John Wall out for him and move my brother down here before Harden. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm in that back of my house like, what you want to do with these glasses?
Right.
You know?
So basically, right now, John Wall is a better player than James Harden is.
I think right now you'll get more out of a John Wall than you will a James Harden.
Exactly.
I mean, he just, okay. Hey, listen,
James Harden was on his Boys to Men tour this season. Although
you ain't lying.
To the end of the road.
But you know what? If it was
man,
anybody that should have sat down
man.
And beat John Wall, if it was anybody who should have sat down, it should have been Harden. Him and James Wall should have switched positions, and he should have been the one to sat down since he didn't want to take no shot in the game. Like, he was just MIA. Like, he forgot that he didn't get the memo that the game had started.
Let me ask y'all a question.
You ain't lying.
How many times is Embiid going to be allowed to throw people under the bus and everybody completely over the fact that he was playing crap himself?
Every time.
What are
you
throwing under the bus now? He's doing Harden under the bus.
Well, guess what? Now, in an interview, told him you owe, bro.
That's what he told James Harden during the middle of a post-game press conference. You owe, yo.
And you know what? He crazy for doing it right there, but you know what? He told the truth on that. He told the truth. Now, he threw Ben Simmons under the bus. But James Harden, I don't think he threw him under the bus. That was absolutely
all he said was, y'all expected us to get the same James Harden that we had in Oklahoma City, and that's not the James Harden we have now. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, he said that they had in Houston, right?
Yeah, I meant Houston. Yeah, I'm sorry. My thanks, Ted.
Yeah, but still, since then, though,
you got to look at it. James Harden has not been in shape, you know, because he went through that ordeal with Houston not being in shape, and then he's come with the injuries, okay? Then he goes over to the Mets and play a little bit and this and that. But, he's not in shape, man, and trying to hang with these young boys that's running up and down the court like that. And you're not getting the calls like you would get. See, let me say this real quick. See what helped James Harden? They put in his head that he's a superstar. You know what I'm saying? So, because he was putting them numbers up in Houston, and he got that big payday. So he feel like he's privileged. Because I watched him playing against Philly. He's like complaining about everything. He's trying to direct everybody to where they need to go. And then when he make a turnover, he act like it's somebody else's damn fault. Excuse me. I'm very sorry, but he acts like it's somebody else's fault. Let me take.
James Harden, on a great authority. He's more of a party animal than John Wall ever was. Okay.
Now, James Harden.
We ain't seen John Wall in videos. We ain't seen John Wall hanging in the strip club. I don't sit down and watch videos like I used to when I was a younger man. But I'm pretty sure if John Wall was in a video, we would have seen it. James Harden.
It's an interview with James Harden telling you himself he will be out at 3 a.m. and then going to a game. You know when he got a game in the next day. He'll be in the studio all night with these rappers and then go to the basketball game. Like, I wouldn't take James Harden, but to me personally, he's still a max player. But I wouldn't take him.
Somebody's gonna give it to him. You're right.
Yeah.
He is.
Somebody's gonna give it to him.
Let's bring my man Marcus.
Let me get your scores. Who you think gonna win the Eastern Conference and how many games in the Western Conference? What's up, Marcus? How are you?
Oh man, what's going on?
What's up, Marcus?
What's up with you, man? Y'all call me off guy. I don't even know what you're talking. What scores? What you say?
You got Miami playing Boston. You got Miami versus Boston in the East, and you got the Mavericks versus Golden State in the West. Who do you think is going to win the East, and about how many by game what? And the same thing for the West. By game what? Now remember, it's only a 7-game series. It's only a 7-game series.
I think Miami gonna get it. I think it's gonna go all seven. What do you say, Boston? No, he said Miami in seven.
Oh, okay. Miami in seven. Okay.
And the other one is
Golden State
Golden State and Dallas.
Ain't somebody hurt on goals? Ain't Steffi hurt? One of them hurt?
Nah, everybody good.
Except for the boy, except for main man son. Except for Peyton. Yeah, that's the only one that's hurt.
And that's a big plus right there.
And that's going to be a big key. I'm telling y'all, that's a big key to their defensive strategy. You know, because he can play a little bit on Luka.
It can't be now.
That's hard, man. It's going seven games. I'm saying that. That's also going seven games. Man, them boys be shooting them trade pointers, man, over there in Golden State. Golden State be killing it when they need to, and they'll cheat if they need to too. As you can see, Steph Curry be flopping and stuff. Man, he done added flopping to his repertoire. So let me say, I'm gonna go with Golden State, man.
How many games?
Oh, you said seven.
Hey, man,
that wasn't that hard, bro. I can see why you chose the way you chose and I can see it. But the one thing, guys, that we can be happy about, we about to see some good damn basketball, man. Especially in this Eastern Conference, man, because the Celtics are riding a high. Miami is riding a high. And these two Goliaths meeting up, man, boy, what you talking about? What you talking
this
about?
This kid is riding the high.
Who?
This kid.
You say who's riding the high?
You don't know him. You don't know this guy.
You don't know him.
Boy, 57. You know what I'm saying? Only 57, y'all.
Who's the guy that you don't know?
Himself.
He's talking about himself. We don't know if he's riding the high. But he on a Marlboro high. We talking about NBA winning high. You know? He had to let us all know that Marlboro's doing the thing for him right now. That's what's up, bro. My cousin used to say, it's a So, yeah, 57, it's a Yeah, no doubt. But, hey, and it all starts tonight, y'all. It all starts tonight. Miami at Boston.
Did you talk about the fight? Because I didn't get the early part
of
the show.
Yeah.
We,
Canelo fight.
We're going to have to talk about it on Thursday.
Don't forget the
preview. Okay. No, I wouldn't talk about the Canelo fight. Kel know what y'all talking about.
I know. But you brought it up too late, bro. It's time for us to go. But listen, make sure we talk about it on Thursday. Keep us up on our toes and make sure you bring it up on Thursday. But bring it up enough so we can talk about it. Don't bring it up at the end, you know, so we can talk about it. Just keep us on our toes with that one.
Yeah, no doubt. Guys, great basketball coming our way. Really, all this week, you know what I mean? Because game one for the Eastern Conferences tonight, game one for the Western Conferences tomorrow. So, all week we about to get treated to some good basketball, you know what I mean? And and you know what? Nothing for nothing. It's so good that LeBron is not in there, and I'm not hearing a lot of LeBron talk, and the NBA is moving forward, you know, even without him, because it was a time where they would talk about him so much, and you would say, damn, man, do they think that they can't do it without some type of LeBron conversation? Well, there has been none. And every story has been great. Every game, you know, even with those blowouts, in the fact that they were unexpected, we didn't expect to see the Phoenix Suns roll over and die like they did. You know, nobody expected that. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Monty Williams voted as the coach of the year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. You know, hey.
I told you, I got problems sometimes. I have problems with how he stubbed last year.
Well, he got it this year. They try to make up for it. They try to make up for it.
I'm saying how he stubbed. How he had subbed last year. How they wore Deontay Ayton out last year. How he didn't use his bench as he should have. They tried to play Frank the Tank. You know, one game he didn't have a good game, and then you didn't play him no more until it was, like, too late. Then he had a decent shooting game. But you got to play
players.
Don't cut your bench down to 8 players, you know? I'm using the whole – my whole clip. And if I got an extra clip, I'm using that. So,
because one game he didn't start 8. You ain't lying, Ted. One game – Bismack started, and I didn't understand that either. I was like, "Come on, man, you messing that game up right there."
You know,
all right.
I told y'all
that. All right, y'all. I love you guys. Yeah. I love you guys so much. I hate this part of the show, y'all. That means this part of the show, that's okay, because we're going to pick it back up on Thursday, guys. So everybody remember what they were talking about and write it down somewhere so we can pick back up on Thursday, you guys. But Kel and Miss T would like to thank everybody that supports us here on Kel's Corner. Everybody that calls, everybody that writes something, everybody that do anything that supports us here at Kel's Corner, we really appreciate it. We also would like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys, not as much as tomorrow. Kel and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. You guys, we are always here. You guys can call us at 563-999-3782. The number again is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kel's Corner on Facebook and on Instagram. You guys can also log in to blogtalkradio.com/UKelMcLean. And log in. It was a blessing. I love all of you guys. If you know somebody that needs flowers, make sure that they get them. Bless all of the people that was hurt in Buffalo, and I think the other place was Texas or California.
California.
California, yeah. And happy birthday to my nephew. Happy birthday, Dart Atkins.
Okay. Go ahead,
Kim.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sis. All right, y'all.
No,
hey, we're going to take it back Thursday. If we gave you an assignment, Ted, everybody, hey, look, make sure you come ready to present your assignment this Thursday. We'll be right back at y'all. And we're going to go out with a little bit of Let's Do It Again.
We're going to take it on Thursday.
Hey. Oh, man. Oh, man. That's my call.
Oh, the smell of the morning flower as we pass away the hours. I want to do it again. Do it again. Do it. Let's do it in the morning. Sweet trees in the summertime. Feel your sweet face. All laid up next to mine. Love in the midnight, good sleep come morning light. No worry about nothing, just getting good, just getting good, just getting good.
Jack.